President-elect Donald Trump is criticizing the Wall Street Journal's report on the withdrawal of his nominee for the Drug Enforcement Administration. The newspaper called the withdrawal a setback. Trump nominated Florida Sheriff Chad Chronister to lead the DEA. 3 days later, Chronister posted on social media that he was stepping down from consideration. In response to the Journal's report, Trump posted on Truth Social, "With all that's happening in the world, this is their number one story of the day. Besides, he didn't pull out. I pulled him out because I did not like what he said to my pastors and other supporters. But more importantly, what's my latest setback? I just won the presidency of the United States." Controversy quickly overshadowed Chronister's nomination. Conservatives raised concerns about the pick after the resurfacing of Chronister's involvement in the arrest of Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. Officers arrested Howard Brown during the pandemic for violating public health orders after holding church services in defiance of lockdown measures. While the charges against Howard Brown were later dropped, sources told the New York Post that Trump was unhappy when he learned Chronister had defended the arrest. Trump said the pastor put his congregation and our community in danger. One source told the Post, "Arresting pastors for trying to keep their churches open is a non-negotiable with the president, and that's what the sheriff was accused of, and the president did not like that." Sources said Trump decided to remove Chronister from consideration after hearing from lawmakers. They include Republican Representatives Thomas Massey of Kentucky and Chip Roy of Texas, who criticized the sheriff for the arrest. Chronister's office issued a statement refuting Trump's claims, reaffirming that he chose to withdraw from the nomination. With Chronister out of the running, former Congressman Anthony Desposito of New York is said to be a potential contender. However, Trump's team has not made any announcements regarding a new pick to head the DEA.